great day today.
What's today?
National Nurses.
National Nurses Day.
We're here today to pay tribute to the heroic
nurses.
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 They're awesome.
They truly are our heroes.
Yeah, women are supposed to be nurses.
Who says so? There are men nurses.
National Nurses Day, thanking them for their round-the-clock service.
Happy National Nurses Day.
It's showtime.
Fellas, I'm ready to get up and do my thing. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah, good morning, good morning. Hello, hello, 5:45 on Starwater 2.1. It's your number one hit music station. National Nurses Day. You cannot say thank you enough. Nurses, medical professionals, anybody have to put their hands in your mouth? Is there a dental hygienist day by any chance?
You know, I don't know. There should be.
There's got to. 365 days a year, and if we can dedicate a day to a guy who did not discover America, well, then damn it, we can discover a dental hygienist's day, as I just went to the dental just a couple of days ago, and she's like, up in my mouth. I'm like, you're a brave woman.
I know.
Up in my mouth.
Especially this past year for everybody,
right.
You know?
Dirty mouth.
Speaking of Columbus, some schools are no longer making that a holiday.
Yeah, I heard. I heard.
And
they
shouldn't.
Why would they? Why would they? History finally catches up with Christopher Columbus.
He had it coming.
He did have it coming. Yeah, he did some naughty things. But hey, we're a slave to history that didn't really happen. But Nurses Day is happening today, and thank your nurse, especially if she's wearing scrubs today. That is
and a ponytail.
And she's left-handed. Oh, Lord.
Mark's dream woman right there.
If only. I had to ask myself recently, what is it about left-handed women? And you're dating one. And
yeah, yeah.
I've never dated one. And maybe that's it.
You're missing out.
Am I?
Yeah.
On what, though? That's the question.
I don't know. She's pretty special.
Well, yes, but I mean, I'm married to a right-hand woman who's fairly special, too, so.
Yeah.
I don't get it either. I don't get the scrubs thing. I don't know why I'm so
I've wondered about that.
So turned on by scrubs. But, man, I get on upper, right? I had to be at the hospital the other night for something, and I kept my eyes on my phone while all the nurses and their scrubs and doctors and their
really?
Scrubs. Yes, there's something about the scrubs,
male
or female. I mean, if a guy can make whoever it is, if you can make scrubs look good, then there's something there. I don't know what it is. It's just not. It's not even like the perfect body. It's just like I don't know what it is.
Is it something about like respecting the medical professionals and?
Well, I don't think there's much respect in there.
I don't know.
As far as the scrubs,
if poking my jeans means that's respect for the medical profession, I of course have respect for the medical profession, but
the scrubs don't have anything to do with that.
It had something to do with when I went to the hospital for an appendectomy the same night that Michael Jackson's hair caught on fire. I know that because it was on the news while I was recuperating from an appendectomy. There was a nursing program at the hospital because the hospital was right off the campus that I went to school at. A nursing program. And so every nurse that came in was a nursing student. And I guess, all that the sponge baths did it, I guess.
The sponge bath.
Yes, the sponge bath. Because even for an appendectomy, back in those days, you were in the hospital for 5 days.
He thinks your sponge bath's sexy.
I do. Well, have you had a sponge bath? It is
sexy.
I have
not.
Especially when you're not in the tub.
I have not had a sponge bath.
Have you never had the hospital bed sponge bath?
No, I've never had a hospital stay.
Really?
Yeah.
You want one?
No. I'll probably end up with one by the end of the show.
Well, with a heart attack on the horizon.
It's hard to get a hospital stay these days.
Not a heart attack. Open heart surgery.
Open heart surgery.
On
the
horizon.
It'll happen.
With it. Yeah, you might be, you don't want to not be able to get up and go take a bath. You don't want to not be able to. But they wouldn't let you up out of this is 1984 or 5.
Different time.
Look up the year. Was Michael Jackson's hair caught fire? Look that date up. It was January 25th, 1984 or 5. Yeah, I'm in a hospital bed for 5 days because of an appendectomy.
Now it's almost like a drive-thru service. Don't even get out of your car, sir.
You get your COVID shot and your appendix taken out.
It's like, you're done.
Yeah. Look, Michael Jackson's hair caught on fire. What day?
January 28th, 1984.
Not far off. Yeah, I was laying in bed watching the TV news up there on that little, box of a TV up
hospital
there.
Hospital television.
Right, exactly. And there he was. In the news for his hair catching on fire during, was it a Pepsi commercial?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. here I am getting a sponge bath from a student nurse.
I'm surprised you could pay attention to anything else.
Well, it wasn't constant sponge baths. That was the movie I saw later on. But I think maybe that, if you want to look at the root desire I have for women in scrubs, I guess
that's a whole different thing.
Yeah. I don't know. Good morning. Welcome. Hi. It's Thursday morning. It's the 6th day of May. May the 6th be with you.
Doesn't work.
Doesn't have the same ring.
May the 5th be with you. Well, if the 5th was tequila yesterday, I guess may the 5th be with you.
I guess so. Some right? people are waking up, I guess, with the 5th still lingering.
If, in fact, you do the celebrating Cinco de Mayo. Oh, my Lord.
I don't think I knew anybody who was doing anything
out.
For
who
Cinco
went out
de Mayo
last night, huh? Did you?
No.
Okay. He came in the first thing this morning. He did, Kim, when you weren't here yet. He laid out on the couch over there. He just laid down.
Did you really?
I said, did you grab all those comments from the yard sale thing we'll do later this morning? No, I haven't done that.
He's like, just hold on.
He's just laid out, literally, like trying to sleep on the couch.
I was trying to.
Funny enough.
Well, he had like a blue million assignments yesterday to get done to graduate. So
yeah. College is killing your career, just so you know.
Yeah, I know. Thank goodness I have like 3 more days.
All right. 68 for the high today. 10% chance to see a little rain today. Misty throughout the whole day yesterday. Not nice.
Yeah.
65 tomorrow, 66 on Saturday, 77 on Sunday, and then only into the 60s next week. So not feeling real spring-like. Mark and Kim show. Also two people not feeling spring-like. 551, 9 till 6. We'll be back on Star Water 2.1. Olivia Rodrigo, Star 102.1, Mark and Kim Show 559. Name drops Billy Joel a couple of times in there.
That was one of the reasons that when I first heard this song, that I thought, well, how old is this guy that she's talking about? Because he was excited about her getting her driver's license and driving to his house. And then he played Billy Joel for her. And then
this
I thought,
different song. This is Deja Vu. This is not driver's license.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, she's
about
still
the same guy?
But it's about the same
it's
guy.
The same story, yeah.
And so it's a continuation, and I'm like, why? You know, how old is this guy?
49. No. She's 17. I don't know.
That's what it sounds
like. Well, she says she taught him Billy Joel. I don't know if you can teach someone Billy Joel, but that's what she says.
A piano man, if you got to play the piano, I guess. Right. You know who Billy Joel is?
Yeah.
Okay. Familiar?
Yeah.
Have you ever heard her say Billy Joel?
No.
Mm-hmm.
I said
until
it.
Now. Does she say it weird?
Oh, yeah.
Billy Joel.
Now she says it right. Used to be.
Joel.
No.
My cousin, I have a guy, he says I say it weird.
You
Joel?
say Joel.
Joel, whatever.
Billy Joel.
Apparently said that
Billy
one time.
Apparently.
Apparently, yeah.
Or I'm just making it
it's
up.
It's like if I think about it, I can't say it.
Oh, apparently now she knows exactly the circumstances.
No,
she,
well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. If I think about it, if I just say it, and I was just saying it because I said she talks about Billy
she
Joel.
She told me about her cousin who saw her naked one time named Joel.
He did not see me naked.
Other cousins.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Other cousins.
Yeah. And her cousin named Joel. I'm like, Joel? How do you spell that? She goes, Joel. I'm like, you mean Joel?
Joel?
As in Billy Joel? Yeah, Joel. What?
How many cousins have seen you naked?
Oh, don't. Please. We have no time. Star 102.1. It's your number one hit music station. Mark and Kim Show. New producer, Alex. Someone's calling you out on a technicality.
Uh-oh.
Eagle ear.
Technicality.
What? Not a technical.
But don't you call a technical on a technicality or no?
This is Kim. Just like yesterday. La 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 la.
All over the place.
Yeah, she drank a lot of tequila yesterday.
Did not.
Started early.
Did not.
Well, before she got here. Yeah, someone, an eagle-eared listener is calling you out.
Oh, what did I say?
It's on a Facebook post. Yeah?
Ooh.
I'll have to share that with you next on the Mark and Kim Show. Starwater 2.1. Post Malone on Starwater 2.1. Your number one hit music station on this Thursday morning. 68. No rain really to speak of today. Sunshine, a few clouds. So I'll say eagle-eared listener for this person. And now that I've read a little bit more deeply into the post that they sent me, I'm going to let her stay anonymous.
Okay.
Because
it's that bad?
Maybe not quite. I didn't.
Well, they said something, because this is Alex, who our new producer since Will Meyer left. And so people have drawn comparisons between you and Will Meyer. You have some unique characteristics about you, some of them similar.
Mm-hmm.
I think at some points we've called you two peas in a pod on certain things. And looking a little bit more here at the message to me, which includes a screenshot of a Facebook page about you. the person does admit to creeping.
A Facebook page about, so my Facebook page.
Your Facebook page, okay. And someone was creeping.
Uh-oh.
And they crept all the way back to 2020.
Oh,
okay.
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 Mm-hmm.
It's just a year back, so that's not that.
It's, yeah.
Well, it's almost exactly a year back because he just recently, excuse me, yes, just recently celebrated on May 1st a one-year anniversary of his girlfriend.
No.
Yes.
No. Our anniversary is not May 1st.
Well, the creeper, who I'll just say is the creeper at this point in time.
The creeper.
Mm-hmm.
Has crept all the way back to May 1, 2020 on your Facebook page when you became Facebook official with the girlfriend who joined the program a few weeks back to say hello, do a little newlywed game thing.
Mm-hmm.
So this is this person calls it another Willmeyerism. Where he couldn't really decide on the date that he mm-hmm. began a relationship. Because when you guys were talking about your relationship the day that she came in,
mm-hmm.
you said you'd been together for like a year and 2 months, or some debate. But as of May Day, as of May 1,
mm-hmm.
That's
when we made it Facebook official.
Aha.
Yeah.
So you don't celebrate.
And is it really official until it's Facebook official, you know?
I don't know. That's the question. To me, my relationship existed well before any social media. Hell, my relationship existed before the internet.
I know the
exact. I think my relationship existed before computers.
Might have.
Okay.
Probably.
Well, there were some computers, but you just couldn't carry them around to class. We had this thing
called. It wasn't something everyone had.
We had this thing called a notebook. And I don't mean fold.
Like with paper?
Like a trapper keeper.
No, he was like making the pantomime for a notebook computer? No.
Oh, no.
No, an actual, yes, from one page to another.
No devices, right.
Where sometimes you have to recopy your notes with another pen. Yeah. So did you celebrate May 1st?
No, May 1st was just the day that I posted something about it. I never get on Facebook in general.
You never get on Facebook, but you felt you needed to make it official that you were in a relationship May 1, 2020.
Yeah, there wasn't any specific reason behind that day. I knew the exact day that we did start dating. It wasn't May 1st.
All right. Well, can you go retroactively? Can you do that? Can you change the Facebook official date to the actual date? Or would you even do that? I don't know. I'm asking because I don't know social media enough. I mean, I play with it a little bit, but I don't know. I've never made a relationship official on any social media. Never had to. That was called a marriage license,
mm-hmm.
you know. That was called a ceremony. That's the official, you know.
Yeah.
When somebody said, do you kiss her up? That kiss was official.
Up. Kiss her up.
Kiss her
now,
up.
Now, some people will go in and either start an account or decide, oh, I need to add these things in. And so, like, you can be married 20, 30
what
years
I'm saying,
and put married to,
right.
and it comes up with the date that
but
you put it in there.
If you went Facebook official after you had already become official,
mm-hmm.
can you go back and retroactively redate your officialness?
I don't think so, unless I were to remove that and then do it again on that same date the next year.
But then it would show that you were official from that year, this new year.
Exactly. There's no point in doing that.
Did she mention anything on May 1st about being Facebook official? On May 1, 2021 was your 1 year official anniversary?
No.
You sure she's okay?
Yeah.
She's not harboring anything right now. Like, you forgot our official date.
No, she's already irritated with me enough about the official date because it's February 29th.
Oh, my gosh.
Why would you be? That's a leap year, and that only exists every 4 years.
Yeah, she's like, so are we only going to celebrate our anniversary every 4 years?
Let me guess, you sat in a car for 2 hours and thought about it?
Like no.
The tipping thing?
We didn't fight about this one.
Is there more to that, or is that all there is?
That's about it. We still celebrate on, like, the first.
All right. You
March
know, you can get away with only buying a
that's
gift
funny.
Or, you know, an anniversary present once every 4 years, you know.
I know.
Lady Gaga, Starwater 2.1. It's your number one hit music station with the Mark and Kim Show. Producer Alex the Olive. Thursday morning, 68 fun loving degrees today. Like I said, her versus him coming up at 7:20 this morning. We play the list for the prizes of the day, including the chance to qualify for one of two Ted Russell Nissans we're giving away on May 22nd. Now, you're graduating from college in a week?
Saturday.
Okay.
2 days.
Thank God for the morning show.
That's right.
So you don't come in here and lay down on a couch the second you get here, which is do what you got to do.
It's hard getting through those last days.
And it's you know, a unique thing. It happens a lot where college graduates will, before they graduate, get the job,
mm-hmm.
like the offer.
Yeah.
And then once they graduate, they begin the new job. Little different situation for you. You accepted the job before you graduated. Now, well, and look, and you're working here too.
Yeah.
Well, welcome to that.
Thank you.
Welcome. Yeah. Did you do any other interviews other than us?
No.
Did we ask any questions that made you think, do I need to really work here?
Not as far as I can remember.
So I think employers now take advantage of the fact that people are desperate for jobs, especially good ones.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Especially coming out of college. We got all that college debt and all that other stuff. So Kim, I'm going to ask you a question. You haven't been on an interview, a job interview, in a long time.
Long, long time.
All right. What, 4 months, 5 months?
Yeah, something like that.
I want you to put yourself in the mindset that you do not have a job right now.
I do not have a job.
And you really need a job right now.
Yeah.
This is not a funny little morning show we're doing right now. This is a job interview.
I got that kid to feed, yeah.
See, there you go. Kid to feed. Got that husband to feed.
He's a man of leisure.
That's right.
A lot of responsibility.
We're face-to-face, and I've asked you all the requisite questions about your experience and all this other stuff. And then I hit you with this one. I'm being very serious now.
All right.
The question is not, but I'll ask you anyway. You have been given an elephant. You can't give it away or sell it. What do you do with the elephant?
I can't give it away or sell it. I guess
that's the question I just asked you, job applicant.
I'm making sure.
That's also called stalling for time. But let's go ahead and hear your answer, job applicant.
I guess I put it in my backyard and wait for the homeowners association to tell me that I have to move.
Oh, so you own a home?
Okay. I own a home.
You own a home. All right, great.
I do own a home.
So do you
so
really
I put
need
the
this
elephant
job
in the backyard? Yes, to pay for the home.
That's right.
Yeah.
That is the dumbest question ever asked in a job interview, but it's happened. It's happened. This girl, Beta, her name is Beta. Beta Golshani in Los Angeles just tweeted out a picture of a question she got on an online job interview. Now that you've had about 30 seconds to think of it, Alex, if we had asked you.
Yeah.
So you have an elephant. You can't sell it. You can't kill it. You can't eat it, whatever. You know, what are you going to do with it?
Well, my answer was going to be kill it and just leave it.
Oh, gosh. Because, see, I'm thinking you got to care for it. You've got this elephant.
My answer would be, well, does it have tusks? Because if it does, I don't have to work this job.
Yeah, it's worth
it. I could sell the ivory. You know, poach it out. I'll hire a couple of poachers. We'll split it up even.
If I need a job bad enough that I'm willing to deal with that kind of stupid question, I'm not making enough money to pay for an elephant.
Good point.
Yeah, that's good,
too. And I'd tell them that. I'd say to them, this question is so stupid because like that, like you just said, if I had the money to care for an elephant, why would I need to work here?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'd open a petting zoo. I'd invite you over to get stomped. That's what I'd say.
Because I think it's a personality. Clearly, it's a personality thing because you're going to kill it. You're going to poach the tusk. And I'm like, well, I got to take care of it.
If you're so poor as an HR director, somebody that does interviews, or an employer getting ready to hire somebody, that you have to rely on personality quizzes like that to determine the person that you're dealing with, then you shouldn't be hiring somebody. That's my thought.
Isn't that like the old classic question of how many windows are in New York?
I don't know the old question, how many windows are in New York.
Yeah, I've not heard that one. I've heard some silly ones, but not that.
You've never heard that one? Supposedly they ask that on all like the NFL interviews when they're interviewing draftees.
How many windows are there in New York?
Yeah.
What's the answer?
I don't know.
So they just want to see how you respond?
Yeah, it's one of those to just kind of test your...
See, I'd say to the employer, I say, well, the only one we need is the one that you'll jump out of after asking a stupid question.
You're not getting the job.
I'm not getting a lot of jobs. Oh, be like that. Kane Brown, Khalid Swaley, Mark and Kim show on Star 102.1, 635. I think the world is enraptured with the Bill Gates, Melinda Gates news. There's a lot of things break. Matter of fact, they had me thinking about you two, you and your husband, last night when I was reading the stories about Bill Gates and Melinda Gates.
What?
Bill Gates, you know, you're going to talk about the relationship with his ex-girlfriend?
No.
Where they traveled on vacations every year with Bill Gates had an agreement with his wife that he's now divorcing.
Yeah.
To go on vacations.
Yeah.
With his ex-girlfriend. Every year.
So you thought of us as, because we vacationed with one of my husband's ex-girlfriends and her husband and their child. Yeah.
Yes. And you still going on dates with your ex-boyfriends.
Meet them for lunch or dinner or something like that. Yeah.
People call those dates.
We're all still friends. It's not a date. It's only a date if you call it a date and you're, you know, courting.
I called it a date.
I'm not courting with my exes and neither is my husband. But yes, we are friendly with some of them.
So I thought about you when I was hearing about this Bill Gates thing. And I'm like, for God's sake, you know, why don't you just marry the woman you love? If you don't want, you know, why would you marry somebody then go on vacations with your ex-girlfriend? Obviously, you still want to be with her. It reminds me of Camilla and Charles
and
Princess Diana.
Yeah.
You didn't really want to marry Princess Diana, so you cavorted with Camilla Dogface Bowles for a while. And then here you are 45 years later married to her.
Finally together.
For God's
which
sake.
Which is, you know, if they wanted to be together, I understand that with the royalty and everything, they had to be with certain ones and she wasn't acceptable and all this stuff. But it's like, why make them go through all this other stuff? You know, and the public scrutiny and everything else.
Yeah, there's more to this than we obviously know.
Well, in like most cases, a divorce doesn't just usually pop up. Now, it seems like it just pops up to us because we're not seeing all the background and we don't know what all's going on. And I really do believe that they were waiting on their youngest child to be 18, and so they had all adult children.
Okay.
But Melinda Gates had actually rented a island for $132,000 a night.
Hold on. Because money does not matter when you have billions.
That's right.
Well, no,
so that's neither here nor there. The money doesn't matter. She just rented an island, comma.
They were going to announce it back in March. So she had it all laid out so that their kids, their significant others, the whole family, who have all taken Melinda's side, apparently, according to the version that I'm seeing.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen one where there's a bill camp yet. Because apparently he's been just acting out for a while, like you were saying, you know, going on these trips with his
ex-girlfriend. Something with this Chinese interpreter, possibly.
Yeah. It's like, there's a lot going on.
Right.
And I guess when you travel with your work and you've got businesses going on, and even though you have businesses together...
Are you making excuses for his extramarital affairs?
No, I'm not. I'm just saying that apparently it's real easy to live different lives have your one life.
Kim has a theory. She used to be on the road a lot with an old job. She said it's not cheating if you're 50 miles away from home.
The 50-mile rule. Oh, yeah. I don't have that rule, but that's a rule that I was introduced to, and I'm like, you're crazy. But
you've used a phrase before, I thought, maybe, you know. Who knows?
Yeah, I've used the phrase because it was taught to me. So anyway, she had rented this island, but it all fell through. Everyone in the family already knew that they were divorcing. They got this island so that they couldn't be harassed by paparazzi and the press and all that stuff. You know, well, and it's nice if you can do that because they knew people were going to be coming. Hey, what's going on? Where's the billions going and all that stuff?
So. You see a lot of paparazzi circling Bill Gates?
No,
I ever have.
But the media is going to, once you announce a divorce, you know, her, him, they're going to be around there trying to get their kids, their family, you know. Yeah.
He transferred $1.8 billion worth of shares to her from Microsoft.
Yes.
No spousal support does not mean no division of assets. The headline is screaming, Melinda Gates takes no spousal support. That's a monthly stipend.
Yes.
When you're going to pay somebody $75 billion? You don't need a monthly check.
Apparently, this was done in a global plan over the last months, you know.
You know, we don't have, you know, regular people just get divorced. These people have global plans.
I barely have a city plan.
That's right. You know? Check on that traffic quickly. Start at 2.1. It's your number one hit music station, Mark and Kim show. I know this guy who had a yard sale and was telling some funny stories about it. Then we opened it up to you guys with that same question, like tales from the yard sales on our Facebook page. And your stories far outweigh the dude who just had somebody show up at his house like 10 hours after the yard sale to then try to return something because it, quote, didn't work the way he wanted it to.
You don't make returns at a yard sale.
You don't.
Once you buy it, it's yours.
That's nothing compared to, like, Karen with her yard sale that didn't give change and then had a markup of 90% because they didn't give change. She didn't man the yard sale much after that. We'll read your stories. Tales from yard sales next on Starwood 2.1. Like Starwood 2.1, 707, Mark and Kim show. Tales from yard sales. I know a guy who was talking about two things happened to him in his yard sale. A little old lady stole something right off the table, walked away with it. They chased her down and, you know, she dropped it and ran to her car. And then he was talking about the fact that he had the yard sale. Bunch of hours later, he hears a ring at the doorbell. He recognizes the guy from the yard sale over the weekend. He's holding a hot air popcorn maker that I sold him, it says. He tells me that it doesn't work the way he thought it would, and he would like his money back. I asked him, well, does it work at all? And he says, yes. To which I replied that it was working, then it's not broken, so no, you're not getting your money back.
It's a yard sale. You don't get your money back anyway.
Just because it doesn't work the way you thought. How else do you think an air popper works? You know what an air popper is? You ever seen an air popper?
No.
It was like a cylindrical device with a little nozzle at the top of it. Mm-hmm. You put your hot popcorn in the bottom, would spin it around, and the hot air would pop the popcorn and come out.
That's pretty cool.
Less oil, supposed to be healthier.
There's no oil. Was there any oil?
Well, that's what I mean, less oil than the others. So, yeah, I don't.
So my wife gives me crap. She says, you should have given him his refund because now he knows where you live.
Well, he knew where you lived anyway. Let me tell you, he bought the stuff there.
If the dude's buying a hot air popcorn popper and he's mad that it doesn't necessarily work the way he thought, how much of a threat is he? Oh, wait a minute. Now that I just kind of said it out loud. He's probably the guy who shows up and does a peel out in your front yard or something like that. So your responses on our Facebook page to Tales of the Yard Sales was amazing. I like this one from, is it Tenary?
That's what it looks like.
Tenary. I bought a Roomba one time at a yard sale for $5. Because, quote, it doesn't go up the stairs. As in, the person selling it said, well, I bought this thing. It won't go up the stairs. Yeah. I don't need it. $5 on
a
Roomba?
$5? That's good.
Now, here's where the 90% markup comes in I just referenced a moment ago. Karen. I love this name. Karen Rush Puff.
I do too.
She's Karen Puff.
That's a fun name.
Hi, Karen Puff. When I was in elementary school, I had a toy sale, and one of the neighborhood kids gave me $1 for a 10-cent toy. They told me that their grandfather wanted the change. After they paid for the toy, I replied, oh, no, we don't do that, and sent them home. No more toy sales for me when my father found out. That's not good.
I'm sorry. We don't give change.
No. 100% markup. 90% markup.
I had a man. This is from Kellyanne. She says, I had a man around 50 years old try to steal my Ray-Ban sunglasses I had for sale. He put them in his pocket right in front of me and then came up to me wanting to buy a cutting board, I guess, to deflect from that. I asked if he wants to buy the sunglasses he just put in his pocket and made him pay $10 more than I had them priced for.
So you know that that's a diversion plan? You know, you thieving. What kind of diversion plans would you throw at the restaurants where you stole their cutlery and the places where you stole their signs?
I didn't have diversions.
Well, because that wasn't part of the story. You know, she added that in there.
Yeah. I did. I said, I guess it's a diversion. You know, yeah, here, your I'm going to buy this cutting board.
Editorial comment there. Do you know of diversion plans? Like you have, Eli, go make a ruckus over there, fall on the floor and start to foam at the mouth.
I don't steal things when my son is around.
You don't?
No.
That is a classic shoplifting technique, though. Stick something in your pocket and then go buy something cheap so people don't think that you're actually stealing anything else.
Have you ever watched the guy on YouTube that runs a convenience store and he's got cameras of watching everybody stealing and he calls out...
Everybody stealing?
Everybody stealing. Well, every video they put up is people stealing him. Yes, he doesn't put up videos where nobody's stealing.
That's true.
And everything you just said is everything he looks out for and everything he sees. It's the most...
Really?
You don't start stealing. You'll get caught.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I can't remember the name of the video channel, but it's awesome. It's one of my favorite. Gas Station something or others. Let's see here from Don. Was cleaning out my garage and taking everything out to reorganize. Several people stopped by, walked in, thinking we're having a sale. Finally, I had to put up a sign that said, no garage sale.
I love that.
Carrie writes, years ago, I followed signs to our yard sale, went further and further back into the redneck boonies. Not a fan. Pulled up to the house with a bunch of cars parked and stuff spread out all over the lawn. I walked around looking, kept getting the stink eye from people that were sitting around. It dawned on me. It's not the right house. They're not having a yard sale. That's just the way the place looked.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. When your front yard is a permanent yard sale, you might need to get a storage facility.
Pick up a few things.
You know, get it out of the way. Start with a 2.1 Mark and Kim show. Producer Alex. Yeah, just yard sales.
I remember us having them when I was a young child, you know, and all the kids would hang out. We thought it was a big deal because it was like playing store or something, you know. But it seemed like so much more trouble than it was worth.
Just having to deal with, you know, that thing called people.
Mm-hmm.
Showing up at your house wanting everything at like 10 cents or quarter or dollar. Oh, but explain this one to me because the three of us are like, wait a minute, what? This is Tales from the Yard Sales on our Facebook page. Comments from Jessica. My mama and I went to a yard sale one time, and there was an awning thing in the corner of the driveway away from the house and a bunch of boxes stacked up on top of other boxes in rows down the driveway. Now, I can't even picture what she just wrote there.
Well, stacked boxes like a on either side, I would think, like you could drive and walk between them.
That's what I'm thinking, yeah.
All right. We walk up the driveway and are looking at the stuff, and most of the stuff looked like it had been sitting there for a while.
Like a permanent yard sale.
It had moss and stuff on it. Then all of a sudden, this guy raises up from a bed that was under the awning thing and said, "Hi, ladies. Let me know if you need anything. I'm just taking a nap." And laid back down. Then we realized that it was like an entire bedroom. He had his bed and TV and dresser and everything in the, under this awning outside in his driveway. We left.
Yeah.
We left.
So was he living outside in his driveway?
Even though there was a house there, apparently.
Right. If it's a garage sale or a yard sale, both of those things are generally affiliated with a house.
Yeah.
You may not have a great lawn or yard, I should say, but damn it, it's just not a yard out there in the middle of nowhere.
Well, and they said boxes lining the driveway, so you think, oh, that's stuff that's for sale. But then when she talks about moss being on it, it's like, is it one of those permanent yard sales, and he like actually sleeps outside?
From Robert, Tales of Yard Sales. My dad had me, 13 at the time, watch the yard sale while he ran to the store. A lady comes up and starts looking around. She then calls me over and says, "I'll give you all the money in my pocket for these," and points to three things. You can already see the scam happen.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, "Heck yeah." She pulls out 76 cents, grabs the stuff, walks away, and one of those things was probably $20.
Oh, my goodness.
By the way, is anything ever $20 at a yard sale?
Not anything that sells.
Right.
I mean, a $5 Roomba, you're not going to get it.
Exactly. Like, what the balls on people to ask to spend a quarter on something, what's the highest price that they'll ask to spend a quarter on? Like, is it something that's a dollar? Well, I'll give you a quarter for that. Is it something that's $5? I'll give you a quarter for that. What do you think it is? Like, how much, and those are the kind of people we're dealing with here. That's why I hate yard sales. Don't go. I'll yell from the curb, "Do you have any old cameras?" "No."
Off you go.
"Do you have any old cameras?" "As a matter of fact, we do. We got some Leicas." And so, and there I go.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll give you an example. I didn't print this one out, but Brent said that someone offered him $2 for a TV that he had priced at $100.
$2. I'll give you $2 for it.
For a 50-inch LCD TV.
I guess you don't know until you ask, right?
Yeah.
No shame in trying. No shame in trying. The balls. Just the.
That woman scammed a 13-year-old.
Yeah. All the money in my pocket.
Well, don't put the 13-year-old in front of the yard sale. Don't put him on the box. He can't be on the money box. No 13-year-old. You wouldn't put your 16-year-old in the money box, would you?
Oh, he has the money box.
What does that even mean?
He has more money than we do.
Oh, well, that's a good point. Right. 722, her versus him, Mark versus Kim. Let's play now. The game of the day is the list. We're qualifying both of you just for calling, just for playing. Each one of you is now qualified to win one of the two Ted Russell Nissans that we're giving away as we double your fun in 2021. And other fun and frivolity on the way next. Get on the phone, 656-STAR, 656-7827. We'll play her versus him next. It is Star 102.1. We call it her versus him, Mark versus Kim. Today, we got Gabby, we got Justin ready to play. The list is the game of the day for these prizes.
Today's winner gets a $25 gift card to spend at Food City and a Buff City Soap sample bag. Buff City Soap is in Powell and in Turkey Creek. You can also visit BuffCitySoap.com. Plus, as Mark said, both players are finalists to double your fun in 2021 and could win one of two cars that we're giving away from Ted Russell Nissan on May 22nd.
All right. Good morning, Justin.
Good morning.
Hello, Gabby.
Hey.
All right. Game, 10 words or phrases on a list. I have a list. Kim has a list. I've not seen hers. She's not seen mine. Lists, that is. So I'll pass mine to her.
Or anything.
She'll try to describe that to you over the 75-second period of time.
And the boys go first today.
Oh, the boys go first today. All right. Fabulous. And so we'll see how many out of 75 we can get. Best out of 10 wins. Any questions about the game at all, Justin?
No, sir.
All right. Do you have any questions, Gabriella?
No, sir.
All right.
All right, Justin, you're going to start. Are you ready?
Yes, ma'am.
On your mark, get set, go.
This is the toy we played with from Duncan that would go up and down and up and down and up and down on a string.
Yo-yo.
This is it's good for gut health, they say. It's a cultured item. It's creamy.
Fiber.
It's creamy, and then you eat it with a spoon.
Yogurt.
Yes. Somebody that's a backwoods person, you might call them this, and I hate the word redneck, and it's just another way of saying that. And it's
Bumpkin.
Another way of saying bumpkin. It's just he's from just. Oh, I'm gonna pass. The opposite of older is
newer.
Or if we're talking about age, older versus
younger.
Very good. This is a way to classify kids or people under the age of, let's say, 12. It's just not adults. It's like a blank league. It's the league for kids.
Youth league.
Just say the first word. Yes, very good. This is the yellow part of an egg.
Yolk.
Yes. This is an exercise. We do a lot of stretching in a position called downward.
Yoga.
Yes. Didn't even get to downward dog. What is that? That's some, I don't do it.
Yodeling.
Just give me the first word. Just the first part.
Yodel.
Yes.
Seven.
Hold on.
The buzzer had started.
The buzzer had started. We have a new rule. Even though that buzzer is a little long, we have to be before the buzzer, so yodel doesn't count. Oh, and he said yodeling, and the word was yodel. Yo-yo, yogurt, yokel. We're trying to work the
local yokel.
But hey, I didn't want to rhyme it, then it would be too obvious. Younger, youth, yolk, yoga, yodel, yonkers, and yogini.
Guess you got six.
One who does yoga is a yogini. All right, six for Justin. We'll see what Gabby can do. Can she beat six to win the whole thing? Here we go, Kim. On your mark, get set, and go.
You're going too fast on the road. You're pushing the pedal to the metal. What are you doing?
Speeding.
Yes. You're stopping your car in the wrong place, and they put a piece of paper on your windshield. That is because you've left your car in the wrong place.
On the side of the road, you get a ticket.
Okay, but what kind of that is it? You've left your car.
Parking.
Yes. Say it all together.
Parking ticket.
Yes, thank you. You are taking steps in an area of the road that you shouldn't be. It's not in the cross this, but it's a bird. Think about
median.
No. Oh, it's where what you're doing. You are actually doing this. You are
jaywalking.
Very good. This is when there's a sign that tells you have to go another way. It's a different way than the way you wanted to travel.
Detour.
Mm-hmm. You go to the last of a road, and there's a sign that says you can't go further and you can't go
dead end.
Mm-hmm. This is one of the depressions in the concrete as you're driving and rain causes
pothole.
It. Yes. This is in a
Oh,
that's a dead tie.
We got a tie. We got good a tie. Job. All right, we're gonna flip that coin three times to get ourselves a winner. Gabby, you call it first. Heads or tails?
Heads.
And it is heads. Justin, you get to call it, to tie it or to lose it. Heads or tails, Justin?
Tails.
And it is tails.
Oh, my gosh, tied game.
Gabrielle, call it. Here we go. Heads or tails, girl, for the win.
Tails.
And it's heads.
Oh. Ties win.
Oh, there it is.
Good job,
Gabby. You both did good.
Good job, Gabby.
The whole list was. Did you read the list?
It is speeding, park it ticket, jaywalking, traffic court, detour, dead end, pothole, feed the meter, speed bump, and rolling roadblock.
Oh, all things you hate in traffic. Well, congratulations to you, Justin.
Thank you. The Mark and Kim Show,
Star 102.1, Imagine Dragons and Thunder, Mark and Kim Show, 751. Hey, May Day is happening today with Second Harvest Food Bank. All the details about how you can donate. Matter of fact, you can even donate right through our website, star1021fm.com. Help them fight the fight against kids being hungry. And that's a big day today for May Day for Second Harvest Food Bank. Check it out at star1021fm.com. All right, Mr. Sports Radio.
All right. What you got for me?
If you get caught cheating in sports, that expect to be taunted forever.
Oh, yeah.
I would think.
Forever. Absolutely. It'll never, ever cease. The Houston Astros, who cheated to win the World Series.
They deserve everything they get.
Yes.
Now, what did they do to cheat to win the World Series?
Oh, they did everything you can do, including the banging of trash can lids to signal batters. What the pitch was coming in.
Yeah.
Give an example. So the catcher squats down. He puts down signals. The pitcher sees that.
Okay.
The pitcher then, okay, we're going to throw a curveball to this part of the plate. And then so the catcher knows what the pitcher's doing.
Yeah.
All right?
I get that.
Well, there's somebody standing out deep in the outfield, or they've got a camera trained on the crotch of the catcher, and then they were sending signals to the batters by banging trash can lids a number of times, like a curveball, bang, bang, or a fastball, bang, bang, bang.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I mean.
So they were blatant about
it. Blatant. Well, there's nothing more blatant right now than the booze, the chants, the signs, the props, trash can lids, people coming dressed as Oscar the Grouch. Because where does he live?
In the trash can.
In the trash can. In January of last year, Major League Baseball found that the Astros have been cheating for years, including 2017 when they won the World Series. This is the first time fans are back in stadiums.
Yeah.
So imagine that combined with a little place you may have heard of called New York City.
Oh, yeah.
New York City! You don't get that, do you?
No.
Okay. So now all this pent-up aggression, they've been sitting at the house, they haven't been going to their baseball games, they haven't been going to their football games.
They're letting it all
and
out,
now, boy, the cheating Astros are in town. And things got so bad in New York on Thursday, the fans were asked to settle down.
Well, and if I'm not mistaken, the Yankees lost that year to the Astros in the final round before the World Series.
It's called the AL Championship Series.
Yeah.
Right. So that's why New York is so upset.
Of course. Yes. Well, look, New York, who's not doing well this year, it wouldn't matter if they had lost. Look, it's New York.
Yeah.
You cheat, you win because you're cheating. Guess what? You're going to get it. Why do you think they call it the Bronx cheer?
Yeah.
That's the Bronx, and now my hand is completely wet.
Oh, my God.
At least it's with your own spittle.
Well, there's that. So they were, one fan said that the team officials said their policy changed because the Astros have been whining to the MLB about fans in other cities. And the MLB asked the Yankees to tighten their rules. Lighten up. Tighten your rules.
Wait a minute. So the Astros cheated.
Mm-hmm.
Granted, not like right now.
Right.
But so they're whining back to the officials.
Sure. Please make them stop.
If you cheat.
Forevermore.
Yeah.
All right, so the best one was the fan wearing a trash can costume and had a sign that said, "You ain't stealing this costume, Trashtros." Houston Trashtros. Oh, perfect. Perfect. Yeah. Sorry.
You get what you get.
All right. Here we go. AJR and Bang on Starwater 2.1, your number one hit music station, 3 minutes after 8 o'clock now.
I found a plan that's going to help you get your trek to 600 pounds when the time comes.
Cannot wait. It was trek to 700, so I'm losing weight.
Oh, that's right. You've gone up, wasn't it?
No, it was 700. It was 800 the other day, and you said, oh, you've gone up. My trek to 700 pounds, yes.
There's a plan for you.
You got it.
I think you're going to like it.
Did you work with a dietitian on this?
No, I worked with Mark Wahlberg.
Oh, Marky Mark.
Yeah.
Hey, my old buddy. Star 102.1, your number one hit music station, Mark and Kim show. COVID-19 had nothing to do with the number of the variant. It had to do with the number of pounds we were all putting on during the
lockdown. That's what everybody determined afterwards. Lockdown.
And I said on many occasions that it's anytime I eat, it's just my trek to 700 pounds. I can't wait someday to just lay around. I'm going to have a new show called My 700-Pound Life. Mm. This 600-Pound Life, you can take that and you can leave. I'll just...
That's so last year.
Right. Just roll me in, roll me out.
Well, can you imagine eating 7,000 calories a day?
Whoa.
7,000 calories.
Isn't that every day?
No.
What do we eat normally?
Not 7,000.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Have you not seen the menu at Cheesecake Factory?
Well, I have. Now, if you eat at Cheesecake Factory every day, it would be real easy to eat 7,000 calories a day.
They have items that are like 1,900 calories, 2,200 calories.
It's your whole calorie allotment for the week, practically.
Well, no, it's per day.
No, I know. Because what is it, 2,000 that
2,000,
the average person...
2,200 to 2,500 maybe? I'm sorry, 6,500 to 7,000 maybe?
No, that's not right. But Mark Wahlberg has already gained 20 pounds for this new movie he's got coming out called Stew. And
is it like...
Not like beef stew. It's okay. Like S-T-U. Not stew. I know.
No wonder he's gaining weight. He's doing a movie called Stew.
It's Wahlberg Stew.
Buddy, if I could have Irish stew...
So
three times a day, I put on 20 pounds in a heartbeat, too.
So he's put on 20 pounds in 3 weeks, and he's got to gain 10 more pounds because his plan was to gain 30 pounds for this movie in a short period of time.
Can you imagine, though, you have worked as hard as he works on his body, and he's worked on his body since he was 16 years old.
Yeah.
And his fitness routine involves him getting up at 2:30 in the morning. I mean, the whole thing. Now, granted, he knows that he'll work it back off, but
Still.
Don't you get used to eating Twinkies and ho-hos?
Well,
and
he's not eating Twinkies and ho-hos and stuff like that. What he's done is he's gotten
pizza, hamburgers.
He's gotten a personal chef, and he eats 4 eggs first thing in the morning. Okay, first of all, 3 a.m., he gets up. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay? Gosh.
So he doesn't work out now.
No,
but he's up to eat at 3 a.m.?
4 eggs.
The beauty of sleeping, the beauty of getting fat is sleeping in.
Yeah.
Well, but what he does is he's still working out, but he's got to gain this weight too. So he's...
Okay, hold on.
He gets up at 3, he eats 4 eggs followed by a workout. Then...
Wait, hold on. He's trying to gain weight.
Yes.
So he ingests all this protein, then he works out.
Uh-huh. Then he has 8 eggs, 6 strips of bacon, a cup of rice, 2 tablespoons of olive oil, and a protein shake.
You know what that
that's
you know,
after the
okay,
workout.
Okay, hold on. I've interviewed plenty of bodybuilders throughout my career.
Mm-hmm.
And they all have that same diet plan.
Yeah.
And they're cutting and they're building.
Mm-hmm.
Where's the flab? Where's the 600 pounds?
Well, for you wouldn't be working out. See, you would just be
eating
this.
I'd be working
this.
Out with a pasta fork and
exactly.
a pasta spoon.
You would add
twirling,
some things
twirling,
to
I'd
this.
Have my right forearm would be shredded.
So he has all that. Then
what
his
else?
Next meal is some kind of ground beef or ground turkey, either a burger patty
ground
or a meatloaf.
Turkey?
Or a meatloaf.
How do you gain weight on ground turkey?
Plus another cup of rice. So the rice
healthy.
Is adding in.
This sounds like a healthy diet.
At the fourth meal he eats is half
at Taco Bell.
And this is all one day, by the way, okay? Fourth meal he eats is half a roasted chicken, another cup of rice, a cup of cooked spinach, and a cup of cooked
spinach.
Beets.
Spinach. She called it spinach.
Again. I always spinach. Say that. You should be used to it.
Well,
and
he
a cup of
much.
Cooked beets. I'm not sure where the beets come in.
Well,
the fifth meal
delicious.
He eats, the fifth meal he
wow.
eats, an 8-ounce veal chop or pork chop.
Hold on. Fried in oil, right?
Well, he took 2 tablespoons of olive oil earlier, just straight. So, or I guess he can cook something in it. After that, the sixth meal.
He sounds like he's preparing for a bodybuilding meet.
The sixth meal is a 4-ounce piece of salmon, a cup of
okay,
rice.
Hold
so
on.
He's eating 3 cups of rice.
Sixth meal of the day.
Yeah.
Oof, buddy.
Olive oil and beets again. See, I want to know what the beets are doing.
So is he working with somebody to put this in front of him?
Because it's a chef.
Why didn't they just hire me for the role? I can gain that much weight today.
Oh, I know.
Today. Just get me down to Weigel's. I'll pick up pizza. I'll pick up snacks.
Go to Weigel's. Go to Brewster's. You know,
oh,
add
dude,
some ice cream
it,
to
it.
The seventh meal, 8 ounces of some kind of steak,
on.
8 ounces of some kind of white fish, and tons of vegetables. Then the eighth meal, the nightcap.
Where's the sweets? Called. Where are the sweets?
The nightcap is called a mash consisting of a cup of cooked steel oat or steel cut oatmeal, which remember we talked about those a long time ago, and I don't know what the deal is on those. 2 tablespoons of applesauce, 2 tablespoons of jelly or jam mixed in, 2 tablespoons of almond butter, and 2 tablespoons
all right.
of molasses.
If I eat all this, I'll be down to 160 pounds.
I think so.
I'd be down to 160 and shredded.
If you no, he's gaining. He's got he's gaining this
and
30
and
pounds.
And he's working out.
Just that once. I mean, he's working out once in the
That's
day.
That's a bodysuit. That's not Mark Wahlberg. That is not him.
Well, for being a guy who's clearly packed on some pounds, he still looks like he's in good shape.
Yeah.
That's funny.
He's
picture,
still got pecs.
The picture on the right kind of looks like you now.
I know.
Oh, he's complaining about some picture we took of him the other day. So I look so fat, man. That's the weekend. Can't feel my face on the Mark and Kim Show. 8:18 now on this Thursday morning. A little bitty chance of rain today. Should be beautiful. 68 and some sunshine. A few clouds about. Maybe a little bit more rain tomorrow. Best chance of rain is until Monday. Temperatures between 60 and 77 over the next few days. I think when we first started talking about, oh gosh, schools are locked down. Oh my God, everybody has to now remote learn. You remember when you had families and like carpool kids and the same minivan pulling up next close to the school to get the Wi-Fi?
Oh, yeah.
So they could all sit in the car mm-hmm. and learn on these computers and how just the travesty
oh, yeah.
of all the different things that people had to do to try to get some in-home learning if mm-hmm. in fact they were limited broadband.
Yeah.
Wi-Fi, internet-based, the whole thing. And it's just surprising that we still, at this point in time, when the internet has become such a utility that it's not treated like your water, like your electricity, mm-hmm. It's still for profit.
But there's a lot of people who don't have access.
They don't have access. And if you're going to have remote learning, if you're going to insist upon staying home and doing this virtual stuff, well, then somehow broadband or somehow some sort of Wi-Fi needs to be provided that allows them to stream video. And I say broadband because it's very tough to get stream video over cellular connection no matter
oh, yeah.
what G you're on, 3,
oh, yeah.
4, or 5, or whatever the case may be. But when this started happening, I said, oh, well, then look at this virtual learning. As soon as they get it down to a science, no more school day. Oh, excuse me. No more snow days. No more snow days. Because think about it.
Oh.
Weather is inclement.
Yeah.
Buses can't run. Nobody can get to school. You're staying home. Oh, well, fire up your computer because guess what we're doing? And New York City now, public schools now have nixed snow days. No such thing. If you're going to have a snow day in New York City, New York City!
No, still nothing.
Still doesn't know it.
You haven't explained that one yet.
I want you to do a little research.
Okay.
In
on the words New York City?
In 10 minutes, by 8:30, I want you to know, New York City! That's all I'm going to give you.
Okay.
All right? This is generational, everyone. Banning, skipping, not having any more snow days. Instead, remote learning. Fired up. New York City Department of Education, nixing snow days. In public schools going forward, remote learning on days when school buildings are closed for bad weather.
Called it.
Well, of course, because it made all the sense in the world once people have access to what they need. But didn't we also learn this past winter that the people who were doing virtual learning, if the school was going to not be, instead of going all virtual on a day or two, they did have a snow day because the school administration decided, you know, we're going to have a true snow day. I know Knox County did that one time.
So
I
think they did that as the, I guess, everybody needs a little break maybe?
Exactly.
Okay.
And
fine.
So it was. I mean, so there's still, it still may be, or at least here we've seen, that you may still have a day off snow day because, you know.
What, too much to go to school 5 days a week?
Well, I don't know. I think it was just
too much to have a fall break and a spring break and a winter break and a Christmas break.
I think they were just looking at so much was on the kids. You know, because there was so much going on.
At that point in time, but as the future moves forward, I can see snow days could be done.
Oh, I agree.
If New York City.
New York City! He's expecting you to drop that in there.
Yeah. Well, I gave him till 8:30. Is going to cancel all snow days, then, you know, why can't everyone else, you know? I think it's a thing of the future.
Well, New York gets so much more snow than like places
true.
Like us too.
That's true.
Because a lot of times snow is special.
Right, exactly. So it is special. Yeah, so, especially on Christmas Eve.
A real snow day.
8:22. What?
The internet just ruins everything.
Doesn't it though?
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for that little point.
Sorry.
Perfect.
It's no fun.
That was great.
I'm stewing about
internet
it over
just
here.
Ruins everything. Brian. Start with a 2.1. It's Savage Love. It's the Mark and Kim Show. That's kind of what we're bestowing upon new producer Alex. A little savage love.
Mm-hmm.
A little tough love. Seeing what his new producer skills are like when I just say the words, New York City!
I found it, by the way.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
May I ask the search terms? Because all I said to you was New York City in a very defined... New York City! What did you look up to find what I'm talking about?
Do you want to know what I looked up first that took me to the wrong place?
Yes.
I typed in New York City shouting quote, and it took me to Home Alone 2. And I then scanned through about half the movie to find the part where they find out where he is.
Okay.
Where it's from.
And that's not where it's from.
No.
That's pretty smart, though, you would think.
All right.
Okay.
What got you to the Pace Picante sauce commercial from 1987 where they go...
Roy, more Pace Picante sauce.
There you go.
Roy... This ain't Pace.
Well, so what?
Pace is made in San Antonio.
By folks who know what picante sauce should taste like. Hey, this stuff's made in New York City.
New York City!
Huh? How'd you find that?
I typed in New York City, !
No way.
And that it took you straight to the Pace?
No.
Yes.
No.
That's what I looked up.
So
I thought
that,
you would have had
so
to have
more. So is that culturally significant?
I think I've seen that before
years
ago.
No. I don't know how long that ran, but it was a great commercial. It's everybody for a long time.
Yeah.
You know, just like everybody did, what's up?
Oh,
for
my
a while.
Gosh. Thank goodness that's gone.
Is that the Bud Light lizards? Is that right?
No.
Am I close? The frogs, something like that?
You got Bud Light right.
It's Budweiser. All right.
Hello? Yo, what's up? Nothing, B. Just watching the game, having a bud.
Mm-hmm.
So, but you? Nothing. Watching the game, having a bud.
True.
True.
Right. Just watching the game.
What's up?
Oh, here it is.
What's up?
Yo, who's that?
Yo, pick up the phone.
Hello?
What's up?
What's up?
Can you believe at some point we were all going, what?
Oh, yeah, doing it like that, dragging it out in the back.
That was like
everybody.
It's still considered one of the highest rated Super Bowl commercials of all time. And I don't know where the New York City. I don't know if that was a Super Bowl ad or not, but that's all it took.
Yeah.
To search just all caps, New York City, question mark, exclamation mark.
Yep.
What made you think to do it that way, though? I wouldn't have thought of even entering it with question mark.
Well, he didn't have anything else to go with. Think about it. I didn't tell him it was a commercial.
That's true.
I didn't do. We had a couple of stories about the New York. One's about the New York Yankees, and I said New York City. I said it's in New York City. New York City. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, later on, New York City schools no longer having school days. Yeah. New York City. You know, because
that's people, all I had.
Yeah, that's it, buddy. Hey, make fun of you. You know, when you're not around, she makes fun of you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Uh huh. But then back. In the room.
Oh, in the back of my notebook, I have all sorts of things that I think and say about you.
Right, but.
Burn book.
Yeah.
It is. Right. I'm a mean girl.
It's not a bullet journal.
I'm a mean
burn
girl.
Burn book. Oh, Alex this and Alex that, and he can't produce. For... he lays on the couch when I get in this morning. He's laying on the couch. I don't know what's going on. So, yeah, very well done.
Thank you.
I'm kind of impressed, you know?
I am, too.
Especially seeing that he's spending half the morning laying on the couch.
Exactly.
Drag this couch out of here, Kim. I know you're a horse. Go ahead and pull it out. Just get that thing out. He's laying down twice today.
It's okay. Mm-hmm. After Saturday, things will be better.
I have noticed, by the way, we didn't get invited to your college graduation for Saturday. I noticed that.
No, I mean.
I didn't get nothing in the email, nothing, no card on the desk.
Nope. You didn't even make the backup list.
If there's no invitation.
The backup list.
And if there's no invitation and you didn't even make the backup list, then you shouldn't expect a gift, right? I mean.
Sounds right. Right. I mean, that's fair.
Right. Not even a card. I mean, you send an invitation.
Well, no.
Even if you
Hold
can't
on.
Come.
I think a card's still expected.
Yeah. Did I get a graduation? Did I get a graduation invitation? Even though it would say, "Hey, due to limited attendance possibilities here, I would love for you to attend my graduation, but
we don't have room for you."
You know, no room for you.
If you want a keepsake, I'll just print out one of my senior pictures and hand it to you.
Oh Lord, that's so funny because he's got
keepsake.
He's already got it on a T-shirt. Why would we need to see it? Why would you need to hand it to us?
No.
Start with a 2.1 at your number one hit music station, trying to help out with May Day for Second Harvest Food Bank. Of course, trying to keep a focus on kids right now, hungry kids, and there should be no hungry kids. It should be an oxymoron. Hunger and children in the same sentence should be an oxymoron. Should not happen. There's two ways to reach out today. We would love for you to ring the phone at Second Harvest Food Bank right now to make a donation. A cash donation is key. It's the best thing to do over there right now because they can stretch a dollar like nobody's business. Second Harvest Food Bank, May Day. Call now, 865-243-8227. You've known that number for years. 243-8227 or go online to secondharvesttn.org. So I have met many, many, many a music star, movie star, celebrity over my years in this radio business. I have brought my family to many a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Met many a celebrity, a singer, an actor.
Some are wonderful experiences and some not so much.
So, like John Mayer. John Mayer, I think it was here. I think he came here. I think it was maybe Thompson Bowling. Maybe it was Civic Center or the auditorium or somewhere. And we had the meet and greet. They had the meet and greet. And I wasn't there for it. And they said they had never, ever seen anybody act the way John Mayer acted at that event in terms of just blowing people off and just couldn't be bothered, wouldn't make eye contact, wouldn't talk, wouldn't. And I mean, I don't know if I know you've never heard of this person, but the funniest thing I ever saw in terms of a backstage event gone wrong. Remember Lisa and Cult Jam?
Oh, gosh, yeah.
You know, she had 80s.
Back in the day, yeah.
1, 2, 3 hit wonder. Backstage at an event. Meet and greet with radio listeners. Mm-hmm. She literally sat on a couch, took a parka, and zipped it all the way up to the very top of the hood. And all you could see was Lisa's face sticking out of
like a turtle.
The little hole right there. And she just sat there, wouldn't talk to anybody. All right?
Really?
John Mayer wouldn't sign an autograph. John Mayer wouldn't do a picture. John Mayer was being John Mayer. And he'd been well known for this.
Oh, we'd heard stories all through the years. Yeah.
And I guess he also was the one that called Jessica Simpson sexual napalm.
Yeah.
It's just not, you know, if you shared an intimate relationship with somebody.
Why would you say that?
You know, I don't believe in kissing and telling. I believe in kissing and going on the radio.
Is sexual napalm a good thing or a bad thing?
Well, I mean, I'd sure like to be called sexual napalm.
I know. I don't think it'd bother me. But
somebody wants to whisper that in my ear, that's fine. You know?
So maybe don't say that about Jessica Simpson.
Yes. So here's the audio from a video that John Mayer is talking on TikTok about his old ways versus his new ways.
Yourself with this tweet. It's written by Brian Burns. He says, happy birthday to my mother, seen here begging John Mayer's manager for a photo on the streets of New York in 2005. And there I am over there, looking none too pleased about something, but I feel bad about it. I found out her name is Christine, and I've written her a song for her birthday. Christine.
This is funny.
Even though it may appear I was mean.
Douchebag more than mean, but
I was probably on my way to a thing. Hell, anyway, weren't those the days? Happy birthday, happy birthday. Chromatic challenge.
Chromatic challenge. I don't know what that meant.
I'm assuming it's some kind of TikTok.
Yeah, I assume.
Nonetheless. How about John Mayer?
Now that's cool.
How about John Mayer there?
Now that's
how about John Mayer?
Cool. I like that because right. That makes me feel better, you know, about him. Maybe he's mellowing out in his older
right.
age.
Will he pose for a picture in the street with my daughters? Probably not.
Probably still not.
Will he still blow them off as he walks by? You know.
Probably.
Now remember, it was Rob Thomas of Matchbox 20.
Oh yeah.
Where all the security people called in the next day to the show said you wouldn't believe him backstage.
Oh yeah.
We were actually told, do not attempt eye contact with Rob Thomas.
Yes, we were.
Really?
Of Matchbox 20. And oh, I've heard that before.
On several occasions.
Not with just him. I'm talking about others. Like, I think J-Lo, you couldn't make eye contact. Mariah Carey. I mean, it's just like, don't make eye contact.
Miley Cyrus. Remember, they ushered us around
with
her.
They didn't tell us not to make eye contact with
them. No, but they kept us from it.
Yeah. Well, that was interesting, nonetheless.
Yeah, it was.
Don't forget about Mom Deals. What Kim is waving a flag at me right now. Don't forget about Mom Deals. All right, Mom Deals are happening. Mom Deals is a way for you to hook mom up, and so you don't forget about it. We're just telling you about it every day. We got a Mom Deal of the Day today, and that is?
It's a cruise for two aboard the Tennessee Riverboat. You can enjoy a brunch or dinner cruise for two. Get details at tnriverboat.com and celebrate mom. Get your own deal for half price today at 9 a.m. at star1021fm.com. It's coming up in just a few minutes. And right now, if you're caller number 10 at 656-7827, 656-STAR, you can win one free.
Start with a 2.1. Monica Warlock, the big winner of...
No, that's not right, Mark. It's Monica Warwick.
Monica Warwick,
mm-hmm.
Big winner of the Mom Deal of the Day on the Tennessee...
She could have been working her magic as a warlock,
Tennessee River Boat. So, yeah, Mom Deal going on sale. Went on sale 2 minutes ago, so get on it, star1021fm.com. That's a good way to help mom out. Do something nice for mom. Don't forget about mom. Mom is important on these Mother's Days and every other day, as a matter of fact. All right, so we don't have Circle K as a convenience store here in the Knoxville area. I don't know if we ever did or not. I know we had a 7-Eleven for a while. We don't have it anymore. When I moved to Raleigh, North Carolina back in the old days, Circle K, I'm like, oh, wow, I grew up with 7-Elevens. Now it's a Circle K. Interesting. So every
Are they the same company or something?
No. I'm just saying different convenience stores are different areas. Like, we don't have any Wawas around here. It's one of the most popular convenience store chains in America.
We have Weigel's.
We have Weigel's. We have Pilot.
Mm-hmm.
We have two major convenience stores here.
Mm-hmm.
And Circle K now is offering, and I like this because I'm all about subscription services.
Mm-hmm.
Granted, we all have too many of them now, usually for streaming and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Can't keep up with them.
But for $5.99 a month, you can have a tea, a coffee, a slushy, a polar pop, a fountain drink, whatever you want, every day.
Every day.
Every day.
For so it's not like a monthly thing.
So yes, it's a monthly thing.
But it's every day. When I think of a monthly subscription, I think of like once a month.
So if you have a monthly subscription to a car wash, you can only go once a month?
No, you can go as many times as you want on that.
Right, you have one of those.
One of those.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You don't understand the concept. You pay one time and then you can... It's like with Netflix. You don't just get one movie a month. You can watch anything you want
anytime.
That's true.
But like with magazines or something, you get like one a month or whatever.
Because there's only one a month.
Yeah. Okay, anyway, so you can get all this stuff.
Well, I can't just sit here in your glory. I can't sit here and be amazed by you.
No, when you said subscription, I just thought monthly. I don't know.
She used to think also, by the way, that two football teams got chosen, and on Sunday, those two teams got to play, and the other 30 teams just sat around and waited for their weekend.
I did.
Would you only watch one game?
That was she just thought there was one game on television. We got to see that game.
And if it wasn't on television, there were no, you know, they weren't playing.
Right. No, starting this week, customers who pay $6 a month, $5.99, can have any drink they want once a day for every day of the month.
Huh.
That's cheap if you stop in every day.
Yeah.
Because I'll tell you right now.
A lot of people do.
Yeah. When I don't want to spend $6 on a coffee, I go to a convenience store. Both Weigel's and Pilot have great coffee.
Mm-hmm.
It's like $1.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm
That's good.
If I drink 6 coffees a month.
I need Weigel's to get on this because I stop there every day.
You know, my favorite car, my favorite vehicle offers a subscription service for that as well. You have to live in a major city like Atlanta, Washington, or New York or something like that. But for a certain amount of money, you can have a car for a month. You turn it in at the end of the month, you get a different one.
Oh, now that's cool.
Of course, it's $2,500 a month.
A little more than a car payment.
It's a lot more than a car payment, but then you always get your Brian, you're driving the Porsche this, the Porsche that.
Well,
yeah. Volvo has a subscription service. You're washing, like you said, your car wash has a subscription.
Yeah.
What else needs
to have that?
I wonder what else we could have subscription services on.
Spa services. I would love to have spa services. You know, like if...
Right, so you pay a monthly fee and then you can come in and go anytime.
Get Botox, get the dermabrasion, get whatever you need. Just,
those are expensive.
I mean, I think that exists.
Does it?
Yeah.
I don't know about it.
You don't...
I would love that.
Was it like subscription butt implants too? I mean, what?
No, I mean like Massage Envy. Isn't Massage Envy one of those places you can pay a monthly subscription?
Oh, yeah, Kim. That's right. You pay a monthly thing. Yeah,
yeah, but they're not giving me Botox or, freshening my lips or whatever. I mean, I'm thinking like a full spa service.
I'd like it to subscribe to a new house every month where they just, you know.
Well, if you could do the car, why couldn't you do the house? I mean, you could live in.
It's called Airbnb.
Well, that's true.
That's called a hotel.
I guess you could.
That's called, right. Well, sure. I mean, but if.
Timeshare.
You know, if you're a Gates or a soon-to-be an ex-Gates, you can do whatever you want.
Some people can do these things.
I like it. Bring it on down here. Subscription to soda or a coffee.
I like it a lot.
Oh, I like it a lot. I do. 906 on the Mark and Kim Show. Start with a 2.1. It's the Mark and Kim Show. You can download this entire mess every day. It's a little podcast we do. I have the Starwater 2.1 app. Get it. Download it right from your app store, Google Play, wherever you get your apps. It's where you get your Starwater 2.1 app. Get it. Download it. Listen, we appreciate it. So this is in under the category of good news. There's like a good news section we get, and it goes all these little good news stories. And I'll be honest with you. I don't know a lot about blood diamonds. I don't know a lot about conflict diamonds. I don't. I know that you're dripping in diamonds.
Hardly.
And I can tell you that right now, you better cherish, hold on to, ensure, hide your diamonds. Because is this the beginning of a trend? Did you know, first of all, the Pandora Group? So the Pandora jewelry stuff is the world's largest jewelry maker. Did you know that?
No.
All right. They just announced that they will no longer use mined diamonds because of all the human rights violations that come with it. Now, was it the Leonardo DiCaprio movie called Blood Diamond?
Blood Diamond, yeah.
Where he did a really bad South African accent? That's neither here nor there. And it's about all the things involved in what happens in the mining of diamonds. It's a bad industry. And I would assume that they're making strides to hopefully extract these beautiful gemstones from the earth without doing all the bad things that they've done over the years.
I've heard this and that about it, but I don't know. I mean, I've not really gotten involved.
Well, let me ask you a question. Yes, yes.
The new thing now is lab-grown diamonds.
Well, that's
right?
What I'm going to ask you.
Okay.
You're a woman who's got your diamonds pulled straight from the earth.
Yep.
All right. I think I have a diamond earring somewhere along the way. I don't know where it is anymore. Oh, hell, maybe I don't have. Maybe it's cubic. I don't know. Would you have a problem wearing a lab-grown diamond?
I don't think so.
You don't have? You really? Now, I know you're into costume jewelry and stuff.
Yeah, see, I'm not. The good pieces of jewelry I have are my anniversary ring and my wedding set.
Sure.
Okay?
Yeah.
Those are the best pieces of jewelry I have.
They're dripping off you.
But I don't, it wouldn't bother me, especially if that's the way we're going.
Isn't that how you make a cubic zirconia? Isn't that lab? I mean, that's made, right? That's manufactured. It's not. The earth didn't compress coal into a diamond, and then the earth spat it out, or we had to mine it out with human rights, which is bad stuff, but nonetheless.
I think the real question is, if someone gives you one, a diamond, and then you find out it's lab made, and you don't know from
the beginning.
Shouldn't
be a problem for you, that's shallow, Kim, isn't it?
Maybe it is, but I'm just saying that
it's a token.
If I know from the beginning, you know, hey, I'm going to get this lab, then fine.
And no offense,
I'm fine with it.
No offense to Pandora, but are they known for their diamonds? I mean,
I didn't think they were big in diamonds. I mean, Pandora has a lot of, you know, gems and semi-precious and all that, but I had no idea they were the
largest.
When
you finally propose, I just say two words. Go cubic. We'll see how that goes. I wish I you said to yours, but I'll never say it, yeah. That's Machine Gun Kelly and Black Bear on Star 102.1. Listen in as Machine Gun Kelly attempts to sing the SpongeBob SquarePants song while in concert. I always thought that Machine Gun Kelly, I didn't know much about him. I thought he was behind a DJ board. He's got a guitar strapped over his shoulder, and he's singing...
Absorbent in yellow, it pours the sea.
Uh-huh. Is he chanting in it?
Mm-hmm. Drop on the something and something you wish.
Where's the tune? Where's the tune there?
Then flop on the deck in something like a fish.
What is he doing?
I don't know what he's doing.
SpongeBob SquarePants.
Huh, that's the one who rocks Megan Fox's world, huh?
Something special.
Needed to sit more in front of the television and learn the song to SpongeBob SquarePants, mm-hmm. which I think I would might like to hear Kermit the Frog sing at some point.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, speaking of Kermit the Frog, we were talking about blood diamonds, conflict diamonds. Pandora won't be selling any real diamonds anymore. I guess you can't get, they can't find ethical diamonds. I guess that's the word that
mm-hmm. yeah.
George Clooney uses with his diamonds that he buys when, and I don't know what ethical diamonds are versus non-ethical. I just don't know. I guess as long as human
rights... The wrong stuff isn't done.
Well, if human rights aren't violated, then that's an ethical diamond, I assume.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And off the air, you just mentioned to us just a second ago that if you ever proposed to your girlfriend, she does not want a diamond?
No, she does not want a diamond.
Wait, what? Is she a girl?
She is.
She's a girl and she doesn't want a diamond? You know, diamonds are a girl's best friend.
But not all girls like diamonds.
She wants...
Oh, and you don't?
I like them fine, but I mean, I'm not crazy about it.
What does she want instead?
She wants moissanite.
Moissanite?
Moissanite?
Moissanite.
I don't know what a moissanite is.
That sounds like
is.
A wedding night.
So,
might sound like your wedding night. It's moissanite.
So it looks like a diamond.
Uh-huh.
It's lab grown. It's like a chemically
that's
made.
Cubic.
It's got a, no, it's got a separate chemical compound to a diamond. It's a separate thing, but it's not cubic zirconium.
Oh, it's beautiful. Looks right. like a diamond.
It looks like a diamond.
Moissanite?
Moissanite, yeah.
Spell that for me, please.
Moissanite.
All right. Guaranteed to moisten?
Like I said, let's hope so.
It says the beautiful and ethical choice. Sustainability has never looked more stunning.
You know, the earth did nothing. Now, you know, you're holding something on your hand right there that is millions of years old. Yeah. Maybe even... a billion years old. Did you know that? That the diamonds on your hand, maybe a billion years old.
They might be.
That'd be cool.
Lab diamonds are 3 weeks old.
Yeah.
You know, or however long it takes.
Moissanite is a...
Moissanite.
It has much more colored sparkle.
There
so
you
like
go.
The little fire that you see, it's supposed to be more colorful.
Oh, more colorful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you want that fire. You do want that fire. You also want the fire in the bedroom, too. And I'm not sure that, you know, a moissanite, I don't know. She told you that.
That's what she said.
All right.
Yeah.
We'll see about that. Maybe we can get this one to engage himself at some point.
Maybe.
Yeah. Mark and Kim show.